but the policy will necessarily require premium due date.
Well, ordinarily, the premium due date is not a matter of mystery for the policyholder or the insured. If there's anything, I mean, exclusions get fought over, coverage gets fought over. I mean, insurance policies are just rife with ambiguity. But more time than not, the amount of premium and when it's due is rarely a mystery item, you know, because that's what the person bargains for, you know, to buy a policy to insure the life, not an uncertain deal. Well, I want some insurance that maybe I'm covered, maybe I'm not. So, I mean, this whole deal is atypical to the norm because the purpose of somebody buying the policy is for the security of they die, it pays off, et cetera. And typically the policy does have a backup if the premiums aren't paid to diminish it from the cash surrender. So this notion of mystery vis-a-vis, you know, when the premium due just causes a little pause here. I mean, you're sort of arguing in circles to say, well, it's never due until yada, yada, yada. So it kind of comes back to, we normally say, what did the parties bargain for, you know, with this contract? I mean, this is almost like saying you bought a policy, but there never was an expectation of having to pay any premiums. And then not paying any, then it just drains the cash surrender value. And then when that runs out, there is no more money, so it's lapsed. So then you say, well, what was the point of buying the insurance policy that you never planned to pay a premium, that you never expected to have any cash surrender value to cash it in, so that at the end of some period, you just got a piece of paper? So, I mean, those concepts run counter to the typical contractual bargaining in a policy. Now, I get it that this flex policy is a hybrid here, but at some point, at first principles, there has to be a bargain for agreement here that the premium is X and when there's a due X. So come back to the inception of the policy. What exists, if at all, to sort of clarify what the understanding or intent was when this was purchased?
You're absolutely right, Your Honor. I think it's illogical to say there's never a premium due date, and that's what we were trying to point out in Conseco's argument, that, well, we don't have a premium due date because it's a flexible policy. Obviously,